I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats get a rematch with Alabama tonight in Tuscaloosa, 2 weeks after suffering a 20-point beatdown to the Crimson Tide in Rupp Arena. The Cats are coming off an impressive 13-point win over LSU at home, and they need to keep winning as they go through a brutal stretch of the schedule. Joining me for the scouting report is Keith Elkins with the UK Sports Network. He's also the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Happy Tuesday to you, Keith.
Thank you, Alan. Same to you.
Well, let's first talk about the LSU win, because it was impressive, 13 points.
A 13-point victory against a pretty good LSU team that came in at 5-2 in SEC play, and Kentucky really showed some improvement in several areas where they needed to show improvement. They cut down on their turnovers. They'd had 17 in the Georgia game, just 9 against LSU. They got, again, another good scoring game from B.J. Boston with 18 points. Keon Brooks had 15 and 9 rebounds. And Isaiah Jackson, 15 rebounds in 16 minutes. So there were a lot of things that were very, very encouraging about the LSU game. And it was a very nice win for them. And, gosh, what a stretch of the schedule is ahead now, though.
82 points. That's kind of, with this team, almost unheard of.
It really is. They'd had difficulty getting out of the 60s. And, in fact, in their previous two games, it limited the opponents to 66 and 63 and lost both games. So they were really in need of an offensive punch, and they got a little bit more against LSU and able to get out into some transition baskets and shot the ball from three-point range well in the first half. Now, that really declined in the second half. But overall, a much better offensive output.
All right, so now they're in Tuscaloosa. They're taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide, and it's recent memory, not good for these guys because they lost by 20 on their home court. Alabama just lit it up from three-point land in the last game, and obviously that's going to be their MO again tonight.
It will be. Alabama won it 85-65 back on January the 12th, and this is what they do. The Nate Oates has built his system around shooting threes, shooting layups, and shooting free throws. And in a recent win over LSU, they did that in spectacular fashion. The shot chart showed that they had done just that with their offense coming from those three ways. And so we'll look for more of that tonight. They can really shoot the three, and it's not just one or two players. It's a lot of guys. But John Petty is right up there at the top of the list, and he's something like 43 out of 102 for the year. He had a great game against Kentucky the last time. They made 14 out of 30 threes the last time. But what makes Alabama so tough is that not only do they have several players that can shoot the three, if you get out there and guard them closely, they can also beat you to the basket after that. So, but two is better than three. And so Kentucky, with the presence of an Isaiah Jackson, for instance, underneath the basket, who can block shots and get rebounds, he might have to do some helping tonight if the Alabama players are forced to beat Kentucky off the dribble, get them off that three-point line and get them into the lane and get some help and have to defend that way. Because last time they tended to keep the hands down and let them fire away from three-point range, and that just doesn't work against Alabama.
Yeah, and Bruiser Flint earlier this week talked about one thing that the Cats definitely need to do, and you alluded to it earlier in the LSU game, and that is limit the turnovers. This bunch turned it over 2 weeks ago, certainly double digits. I think it was more than almost 20 turnovers, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, 19 turnovers in the first Alabama game.
Wow. So, you know, and Bruiser basically made the point is if we're doing that, we can't score.
Right. You got to take care of the ball. They did that against LSU. They shot better. They moved more to get themselves in position to get better shots. But, yeah, you got to take care of the basketball. You give a team like Alabama a few extra possessions, and that's going to be almost impossible to overcome because they put a lot of points on the board anyway. You don't need to be handing them the ball, particularly for live ball turnovers where they had such a problem where the other team steals the ball and the ball's still in play. And sometimes they can go down and get a layup like that. They had several of those against Georgia in that game that got away from them down there. So better care of the basketball is going to be essential. But one thing to point out against by Alabama is that while they do score a lot of points, they're not just an offensive team. They play very hard at the defensive end, too. In fact, in the KenPom ratings, which is probably the favorite analytical service of people around college basketball, Alabama ranks 13th offensively and 14th defensively in the nation. So they are tough to beat at the defensive end, too. So you got to take care of the ball to start with, get yourself some good shots, and then defend at the other end. So a lot of things on the to-do list for the Cats to try to come away with a win.
Yeah, now Alabama this week is in the top 10. They're at number 9. And they're in rarefied air. Speaking of 9, they're 9-0 in the SEC.
They are unbeaten in SEC play, and they have been very, very tough for conference competition. So they pretty much clearly are the best team in the league at this stage. So Kentucky has to look at this as an opportunity. It would certainly be an attention getter if they could come down there and knock off Alabama in Tuscaloosa. So it would be a great win for the Wildcats tonight. Alabama is pretty much back at full strength with the exception of Jordan Bruner, who was injured in the Kentucky game and is still out. But Herbert Jones was also injured in the Kentucky game, and he's back. And Javon Quinterly, who did not play in the Kentucky game, is also back, and he's another key player for Alabama. So it's going to be a tough assignment for the Cats, but again, one where they could really gain some momentum and really gain some attention by going down there and getting a victory.
Yeah, they need to do that because they've got Texas at home on Saturday night.
Yeah, Texas coming in on Saturday. Texas has been idle for a little while now. They're scheduled to play Oklahoma tonight, but they have missed a couple of games due to cancellations, and they just recently got word that their head coach, Shaka Smart, had tested positive for COVID-19. So as of now, the Longhorns and the Wildcats are still scheduled to get together as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and Texas is ranked fifth in the country. So they're very, very strong, and again, this stretch of the schedule is not one that looks like a place where you can start building positive momentum, but unfortunately, that's the assignment ahead for Kentucky.
Now, that is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been Keith Elkins. He's with the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Have a great evening, Keith.
Thank you, Alan. You do the same.